When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Lucky here. It's the Pat and JT podcast.
Pat and JT podcast.
As always, rate, review, subscribe. Wherever you're listening to this right now, just click follow. It's free. Yes. Subscribe is now kind of going away. It's follow, not subscribe.
Follow. So
follow. Follow.
Follow, or subscribe if that's what it still says. But whatever. Don't pay money, though.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're paying money, it's the wrong people.
If you have to enter your credit card, no,
yes.
You're in the wrong place.
Yeah, we're like, we would never ask for your credit card information or social number.
That's us. We can't just slide by the weather because today's going to be ridiculously nice out. And the funny part was yesterday it was, what, 80 degrees, 79, 80. And we set a record. I think it was 80.
Yep.
Because we set a record yesterday that was held since like 80 something and 18 something, right? And so 80 degrees yesterday. And while it was 80 degrees, the city trucks were out treating the streets for the snowstorm that's coming.
So, right? Again, classic Nebraska.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah.
It was just awesome. Just awesome. But I did see that our buddy Jim Phillips posted 80 on Monday. Yes, he did post that. And last time that it was in the 80s in Omaha was in October. Last year, so October 24th was our last 80 degree day. That's not a real long stretch. That's
no.
Pretty nice.
Yeah, I'll take it. Yeah, it was gorgeous, so. Gorgeous yesterday. Amazing.
And as we speak, there's going to be a wind advisory today. It's going to get ridiculously cold later on. I saw the ducks and the geese migrating, heading north. I'm like, guys, take advantage of this jet stream and get the hell out of town.
Right? Just go, go, go. Get on. Open those wings and just go.
And let her rip.
Yeah.
Let her rip. Oh my God. So huge thank you to Centris Federal Credit Union. This kind of weather, actually, if you were at all somebody who's thinking about making a move in the spring, or maybe you're looking for your first home, or it could be your dream home. Either way, choosing a lender, super important. And to me, it makes total sense working with Centris Federal Credit Union. They're local and they keep your loan here, which is like, it's kind of cool because have you ever gotten a notice that says, hey, just so you know, your loan got sold to Razzmatazz Company off the coast of South Carolina. And
yeah. And like, what? And the numbers have changed. If you need to call and service, whatever. Yeah, I have.
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. So if you are going to be in that position of buying a home, get pre-approved. That's number one. Your realtors will tell you that, but do it with somebody local. I mean, why the heck not? Check it out. Ask them to tell you the differences working with them and working with some of the big box banks. Federally insured NCUA, equal housing lender.
CentrisFCU.org and 402-334-7000.
All right. So I have a disturbing story, which I'm like, we've got to talk about this. And you can't not talk about it. It came out of Beverly Hills, but that's not the only place this has happened. This has also been noted. I'm just going to grab a few of the cities that it has in this story. In Florida, at several different locations in Florida, in New Jersey, at a couple of high schools there, middle schools in California. Seattle is another one that's reporting some incidents of this. And we all know about AI. We've seen deepfakes. Mm-hmm. And apparently now what's happening is deepfakes of some of these kids naked.
Okay.
And so
Creepy. It's
bullying. It's basically bullying. So, you know, you used to be, remember 20 years ago when it first came on the scene, the revenge porn, right? And somebody had a picture of somebody and, oh, they posted them online. And then it was a legal battle to get things taken off the internet and it practically impossible to get the internet scrubbed to get your picture off. And now what's happened is middle schoolers, both sexes, you got boys and girls both doing this. And making those deep fakes and not just of them like boudoir photo, but action type photos, if you will, or really disturbing stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awful. I don't know where these kids because we use AI around here, and I can't even have it say the word shit. Like, it's like, we will not blah, 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 blah. We have policy this. So, like, how do these kids know where to go find these AI programs to make this, the deep fakes one?
Deep fake photos.
Yeah.
There's several programs out there that do it.
That is first so off. Unbelievable.
And I think that we all know, as much as we may not want to admit it, you know, when it comes to running this stuff, somehow kids just take to it, you know, and find that stuff. If there's something they aren't supposed to find, that's what they find.
Yeah.
And inevitably. And so now the problem is, and just to grab a little bit of the story, and it is from, I don't even see what, it doesn't even matter, but Beverly Hills middle schoolers circulating AI-generated nudes of classmates, scaring kids. I mean, like, these kids are like terrified because this has come out and they're afraid people think it's real.
Mm-hmm.
And the first ones that came out, obviously, people were not believed.
Yeah.
Because these images came out and they look so
for real. Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
So you've got that going on. And there's several other, the adults that are talking about their kids, and they're like, you know, who do you hold responsible for this? And I think, well, it's got to come back to, it's kind of like anything else. I don't know where that ever got lost, is like, if your kid does something, technically the parents are responsible.
Yeah. I mean, we found out that with the school shooter up in, was it wherever it was, Michigan, whatever. And his parents, won. Yeah. And wasn't the mom found guilty? And the dad is now on, is going to be on trial soon, or has, you know.
They put a gun in that kid's hand and he had mental issues. Mm-hmm.
So they should be held responsible.
So there are multiple red flags going on there. But if, and there's nothing, I mean, it's like, you think about, like, on the farms, kids drive when they're underage. You think about, okay, with weapons, a lot of kids know they go target shooting, they go hunting with their with their families. You think about, what are they? Oh, and like kids that do pranks.
Yeah.
If somebody does something to a home, if they break windows, if they destroy property, their parents are held liable because that's where the insurance lies, is with their parents to cover their family, right?
Yep.
So ultimately, I don't know when that stopped being a thing, but for a long, you know, like, truancy used to be, when kids didn't go to school, the parents could be brought up on charges because the kids were not following the rules. And so that was how they would get the kids to go to school. But it's like, somewhere along the line, that responsibility, that technicality was washed aside. And then it was just left up to the legal system, how they were going to prosecute somebody underage without saying, well, the parents have to have some liability. And I know what the argument most of the times is, well, you know, he's 14 years old. What am I going to do? How am I going to stop him? It's like, well,
there are ways to stop a 14-year-old to do certain things, go after the things that they
exactly.
like.
Damn it, stop. And anyway, so looking at this, this is one of those things where there's that built-in little voice that kids hear, do I do it or do I not?
Mm-hmm.
And then not only make it, but then distribute it. So are they in possession of child porn? Has been one of the questions.
I mean,
because you've seen that also, right?
I mean, that's
kids can be charged.
Yeah, kids can be charged. And if it's AI generated, is it technically pornography?
And they created it. It is. And I think they even tried to do that with animation, too. Because that whole anime thing got all crazy for a while and had to reel that back in.
Yeah, like, so, I don't under the whole anime porn thing. Like, who wants to see Naruto with his pants off? Or see Sonic the Hedgehog bending over tails? You know, like, what? Why? Who does that turn on?
I know. That's before they had AI to make realistic photos. Because now they can. Because at first it was taking their favorite stars, right?
Yeah,
and putting them. And you heard about the stuff that happened with Taylor Swift about a month ago too.
Yeah, right.
That stuff was everywhere. And she was going after people for distributing it.
I mean, and good luck. Good luck getting it all.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, it just had not crossed my mind. And of course, that's not the first time. The Beverly Hills one is just getting a little more attention. But Florida, New Jersey, Seattle, it's all over. It's everywhere. So don't be surprised. But you might want to just put it on your radar. That crap can happen.
And don't search it out on a work computer on how to, like, how do these, how in the hell do they find these things? Like, don't do that at work because you're going to get red flag.
I can't even, well, that's why I wonder, are these programs that are,
they must
are
be like,
used?
On, they must be on like the, on the dark web, like 4chan or some one of those places where people can go and get, people like Nelson can go and get things. Because he's the one that showed us 4chan, remember? He's like, well, have you heard of this 4chan? I'm like, I don't even know what that is. And then he starts showing us stuff. I'm like, holy cow. I don't ever want to go to that closet again.
Right? But you have to wonder, though, because like there are AI programs that absolutely will let you. They cuss back at you, Pat. There are AI programs that.
So I'm sure. Yeah, I mean.
There's several different AI programs that are out there. So ChatGPT is not the only one.
Yeah.
Grok is not the only other one. There's several others that are out there that will do all kinds of things. I mean, they just had a story about that this week about one of them. Remember, it was the Google, the photo, when they were doing the Google photos and the Google stuff, and they were, everything was every picture that they asked it to create a picture of our founding fathers. And they were all either dark skinned or black. It wouldn't create anybody who was light skinned. And it was like, well, that was a programming that was how it was programmed. And it was like, okay, well, that's not realistic. And that's not very helpful.
Yeah.
Because that's why people are turning to this, is so they can find information, not so they can get stuff that somebody wants you to find, which we knew that was going to happen, though.
Of course. Of course. Yeah.
Human programming. But yeah, there were several, and there was quite a little controversy that went on about that. And then if you asked it to show the shoplifters in the major cities, they were all white.
Really?
It's like, okay, it's technically the statistical probability of either being exclusive is zero.
Right. Right. And just because you generate content like that doesn't change the way it was actually in real life.
No.
I mean,
no. Then there are actually pictures online that it could grab, but it was creating its own, or it was only curating the ones that it wanted. But so, yeah, the AI thing, I think, you know, it can only put out what it's told. So, and what it sources, right?
Yeah, I'm right.
Yeah. So anyway, just to put that on y'all's radar, just so you know, question it.
But you know what dudes are thinking right now? This is my way to get out of, if there's ever a scandalous picture of him at a bar making out, whatever, he's like, it's no AI.
Deepfake.
4chan, deepfake.
4chan deepfake. Oh my god. Waiting for that one. Oh god. Thought went through my mind. Wait for that to see. Rip from the headlines. Law and Order. OG.
Yeah.
I have not watched that in 15 years.
At least. Yeah.
Probably. I quit watching. SVU is my jam. And then I quit watching it. I just fell back into it on Paramount Plus. They have new season of Law and Order, which started in 92. I had to look it up.
Jeez.
92 is when it started, and there are still some characters you're going to recognize that were in there. And weird thing, ripped from the headlines, right? Okay, so one of the storylines is about a couple of gangs. There's some bands in Mexico that hang with the cartels, and the cartels were involved in New York City, and they would put out songs about the crimes they committed, or they would put out songs about who's in danger or who crossed them, and they better, you know, watch their back kind of thing. There was these popular songs they would release, and they were house bands with the cartels. That shit's true. Because I kid you not, I watched that episode, and like 3 or 4 days later, I see a story in my timeline.
No way.
About a man who was killed. He was a singer, and he wrote a song, and he worked for one of the bands. This is apparently a famous deal. He worked for one of the house bands of a cartel in Mexico, and he put out a song basically putting a hit on somebody, basically saying that, you know, this person, or naming names about something. And then he was handed a note during his performance, and somebody had videoed it. And this is why it was posted, because somebody was videoing the band because they were a fan.
Yeah.
And so this is not a great video. And they put it up, and they see somebody hand him a note, and he reads the note. They said that's when he got the note that he knew he was probably going to die before he got home that night. And he was killed that night right after they got done playing.
Oh my gosh.
And it was in Mexico. And it was like, and there's a name for these bands. I can't remember what it is, but I never heard of anything like that in my life until I saw that episode of Law and Order.
And then lo and behold,
it shows up in my timeline.
That's crazy.
And just the fact that cartels have house bands and that's how they put out. It's kind of like the like West Side Story.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Like they're dance jamming to each other.
Right. It is kind of funny that they have a like
the Sharks and the Jets.
The cartel has a house band and a chef. And yeah.
And they write a song about what they're going to do. Uh-huh. And then they write a song about what they're going to do back. And then they write a song to warn somebody. And then.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you just have a jam battle with a couple cartels in the park before it gets bloody.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That's what it sounded like to me. But apparently it's true. So I learned something new.
Oh, that's funny.
Anywho. Yeah, other than that, that's what I got.
Yeah. I mean,
what do you got?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. I got nothing. Worked yesterday, went home and fed a squirrel and went and just kind of chilled. Like did nothing. Watch TV. That's all.
Okay. Well, there you go.
There it is.
That's now it. You know what's on our radar. That's
squirrels and murder in Mexico.
House bands,
murder. Yeah, that's going to be the title of today's podcast. It was going to be Classic Nebraska, but it's going to be The Cartel Has a House Band. Yep.
Who knew?
All right, guys, thanks for listening. Rate, review, and subscribe wherever and follow wherever you get your podcast. Thanks, Phil, and have a good one.
Pat and JT Podcast, a Huda Media Production.